Good morning, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press the star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would like to introduce your host for today's conference, Mr. Chris Benedito. You may begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning to everyone inside of IBM and in our partner community. Today, we're going to cover the topic of storage and how to best work with our colleagues in the hardware business to sell into the Tivoli storage portfolio. I will direct your attention first to the meeting invitation. That's where you can pick up a copy of the presentation that Ron Bocek will be going through. There's also a copy on PartnerWorld for the business partners. And if you have any issues or concerns with that or trouble with it, you can just same time me, Chris Benedetto, and I will assist you in this call. Well, at this point, I want to hand it over to Ron, and Ron, feel free to go ahead and start the presentation and tell us a little bit about how we're going to work with the hardware team this coming quarter. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Chris, and good morning, everybody, and thank you for taking the time to join us on today's call. We're going to focus in on, as Chris said, driving storage software with STG, and we're going to have a focus around two of our core products within Tivoli, and that's Flash Copy Manager and Tivoli Storage Manager. So if you open up the presentation, you put in a presentation format mode, and let's go to chart number two. And I always like to start with just a reminder of some of the challenges our customers are facing in the area of data management. And what's really great about storage and being in the storage sales business, that we have a situation that's occurring that every customer is having some pain around, and that's around the growth in data. And there's no way to stop this growth, so customers are struggling with how do we better manage the data, how do we lower our total cost of ownership, make it more affordable to store and manage and protect this information. Now, there's a lot of pundits out there, and everyone sort of has their own set of view into the growth of data. But on average, what we're seeing is around 48% compounded annual growth in the terms of data growth. So it varies by customer, it varies by industry, but the fact is every customer has significant growth in terms of the amount of data that they're having. They need to be able to keep it longer, for longer periods of time, especially true in the healthcare industry. If you look at some of the regulations that are out there or the need to keep data for the length of a life of an individual. So everyone's struggling with how to protect this data. And, of course, if you lose the information, what's the cost to the business? What's the impact on revenue? What's the impact on customer confidence, embarrassment in the market? And, of course, now with these government regulations that we have, and there's over 20,000 of them worldwide, you know, if you lose data or can't produce information, you know, on the request of the government or a lawsuit, something like that, there's significant fines to be paid. And, in fact, in some cases, senior executives could go to jail if they're not able to deliver this information. Going to the next chart, if you look at some of the business issues around protecting and storage, storing data, application availability. If you look at some of the applications that are out there, like SAP, these ERP applications, global instances, meaning you can never take down the application, and you have to be able to find ways of being able to protect the data without impacting that service level to the end user. We have shrinking backup windows. We have requirements for zero downtime. We have databases that are becoming larger and larger. Think about that. Large DB2, Oracle, SQL databases with all this information. How do we take them offline to get an accurate backup into that environment? Very challenging to do. Used to be, you know, when I was in the as a customer, you know, over 20 years ago, we had backup windows of 48 hours on a weekend. You shut down on a Friday night, you do backups, and by the time Monday morning rolls around, everything's up and running. No longer can we do that. We're lucky to be able to get an hour a week or a half hour a week or an hour a month in some cases with certain applications. And, of course, if you lose the information, what's the impact on the business? When you really think about it, what drives the American economy nowadays? It's information. And so information is really the core of many of our customers. And we got to be able to protect and be able to recover that information in the event of a disaster. Going to the next chart, there's a tremendous amount of duplicate information out there. If you look at how traditionally backups were done within a customer environment, we tend to do, or I should say the industry tends to do weekly backups, weekly full backups. And because we're backing up all this information, we're seeing this tremendous growth in how much data is residing on the customer's floor. Now, the funny thing is, well, actually it's not that funny, but 95% of the customer's data probably doesn't change that much week to week, but yet we're always backing it up. So customers need to find ways to be able to manage the data in a more intelligent way and to avoid all this data deduplication or data duplication. Moving to the next chart. Our customers are struggling, as I mentioned, with service levels, backup windows. Because of all this growth in data, customers are interested in virtual tape technologies and data deduplication capabilities, looking to lower their total cost of ownership around backup recovery. Moving to the next chart, actually I pulled this from ESG, talking about the top data protection challenges that our IT managers are facing in terms of keeping pace with capacity to protect this information, or the need to reduce backup recovery times, or reduce the hardware costs associated with backups. They're also struggling with the fact that data now no longer just resides in the data center. Data, corporate critical information, resides in remote locations, on desktops, on laptops, and customers are looking for ways to effectively manage that data. Looking for ways to improve disaster recovery. What if we lost the data server? What if we lost a remote location? How do we recover that information? And how do we reduce the downtime associated with it? So these are all issues that customers are struggling with today. Now, if you hit enter, I have a little comments from Gartner Group. And if you've been on any of my prospecting calls this year, I've always referred back to what Gartner had told us back in the fourth quarter last year, because I've seen this happen now in spades across the country, across North America. The fact that when we spoke to Gartner back, I want to say it's in the December timeframe, they were sharing with us a study that they did, 400 customers, their customers, and they found that 48% of the customers that they talked to are planning a major redesign of their backup infrastructure. 48%, and they're doing it for three primary reasons: lower cost, to take advantage of new technologies like data dedupe, or being able to better backup and recover applications like email or SharePoint, and they're looking to improve productivity. Three main drivers: reduce costs, take advantage of new technology, simplify the environment. The other thing that they said was customers are more willing than ever to switch vendors, meaning used to be if you go back 10 or 15 years to do a competitive displacement, to take out NetBackup or EMC Legato, that was a battle. That was a chore because customers were unwilling to replace that software with another backup software product. Well, Gartner's still telling us customers now, I think they used the term, the stickiness of the software is at its lowest point, meaning they will replace competitive products in order to achieve their three primary goals of reducing costs, taking advantage of data deduplication, and simplifying. So customers are more than ever willing to switch. Now, there's a good news and bad news, right? The good news is a lot of competitive implementations out there that we can go after. The downside is, you know, some of those customers might be TSM customers, and those customers that haven't provided the ongoing care and feeding of TSM, you know, might be struggling with this growth. So we need to make sure we're calling on our customers, that we understand what their issues are, their pains, and working with them to address it. So moving to the next chart, in lieu of these challenges with data protection, and shrinking backup windows, we have two key sales plays. Now, I want to apologize for anybody from the ProtectHere team. I noticed a misspelling on ProtectHere, so I just want to point that out. I realized it too late before the material went out, so sorry about that. So we're going to focus on how do we drive or how do we improve service levels with a combination of Tivoli Flash Copy Manager and XIV, as well as how do we reduce the amount of data through data deduplication. That's with TSM and ProtectHere. You know, to me, these are two, you know, sales plays that will drive, I believe, significant opportunity, you know, for the balance of this year and into next year. So starting off with the Flash Copy Manager and XIV, if you go to the chart labeled IBM Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager, just want to highlight this product. Many of you are new to Tivoli Storage, and just want to point out that this is a product that we introduced last year, and starting January 1st, this is a Tivoli product, but that contains cross-brand compensation, meaning that the STG storage sellers and the Tivoli sellers both get compensated for a Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager. So it's one of those unique cross-brand products. And the business value of Flash Copy Manager is it provides integrates the hardware point-in-time copy capabilities with the application to deliver near-instant, non-disruptive, application-aware backup and restores. Leveraging advanced snapshot technologies, point-in-time copy technologies in IBM storage. And this software supports integration with DB2, SAP, Oracle, Exchange, SQL, and other products that are going to be coming out later this year. So just to highlight the highlights of this capability, near-instant application-aware snapshots. So being able to do a snapshot of a database to minimize or eliminate downtime for backups, right, to improve service levels, to improve application availability. And, in fact, if we ever have to restore, we can restore from a previous point-in-time copy of that database. It works with our IBM, our STG DS8000, SAN bind controller, XIV, AIX, and Windows-based storage devices, DS3000, 4000, 5000, and it's all around how do we deliver more business value in the reduction in the impact on backup and improving data protection. So if you go to the next chart, just a little bit of a high-level overview of the product. So you see on the left-hand side, we have the application servers that are running any one of these databases or applications. And what we're doing, we're providing through Flash Copy Manager the glue between the hardware-based point-in-time copy or snapshot functions and the applications. So with Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager, we can perform backups, online backups, using snapshot or flash copy capabilities. So we're making multiple images of that database on the disk hardware. And by doing so, we can quickly restore, if need be, from one of those flash copies or snapshots, the application environment. So we shorten the time it takes to recover from an outage. And, of course, it supports the IBM platforms, storage platforms, SEC, XIV, DS8, and the DS modular storage, the 3, 4, and 5. It provides this near-instant backup and recovery capabilities. It integrates with TSM, so if the customer has TSM on the floor, they can better manage these snapshots by archiving snapshots to TSM for managing those copies across its life cycle, and it's very simple to deploy. Simple to deploy. Going to the next chart, once again, some key functions. We can do full volume or full database or storage group backups. As I mentioned, we exploit the hardware copy services, flash copy or snapshot copy. We can leverage space-efficient flash copy, like on the XIV or SVC or black incremental flash copy capabilities. because of this space-efficient functions we have in our hardware, customers now can make frequent snapshots of data, delivering near continuous data protection type capabilities. So we can make all these copies and store in a very efficient fashion using space-efficient flash copy. The other thing is, this is policy management. You define a policy, and the system sort of manages itself. You define a business policy that says, I want to take a snapshot or a backup, flash copy, every hour, and Flash Copy Manager will invoke that. Going to the next chart. Now, to me, this is the real value of Flash Copy Manager. It's not so much that we can make the backups, but we can have some really efficient, rapid recovery capabilities. So, for example, we can leverage Flash Copy Manager in Exchange. And by doing so, customers now have the ability to do an individual mailbox or a mail item recovery from a point-in-time copy, from a flash copy, without having to recover it from TSM or for Veritas or Legato. So once again, rapid recovery off a point-in-time copy snapshot. Now, for you, for those on the phone that are familiar with the XIV or SVC, one of the challenges that we had was, while we had the point-in-time copy capabilities on the hardware, what we lacked was the application integration. So being able to seamlessly be able to invoke a flash copy from Exchange or SQL or DB2 or Oracle. This gives, let's say, an XIV seller or the SDG hardware seller the ability to compete against vendors like NetApp that has its application integration capabilities today. But you can see we can do rapid recovery of a SQL environment, a rapid recovery of a DB2 or Oracle or SAP environment using a combination of the software and the hardware together. Moving to the next chart. For those Tivoli sellers on the floor that may have heard that the term XIV, I just want to take a few minutes to take you through what XIV is. This is an acquisition product that STG made several years ago. They acquired this company, and they produced or created a very scalable, a very highly efficient storage hardware platform that delivers very good TCO, that has built-in data reduction capabilities. It has built into it point-in-time copy software, so it's included as part of the hardware, designed for high availability, five nines, high performance, it's self-tuning, and it's very easy to use. Got a very nice front end to it to efficiently manage the subsystem. What XIV doesn't have is the application integration. Okay, back to SQL or Exchange or Oracle or DB2. And what provides that glue, the linkage between an application and the XIV, it's Flash Copy Manager. It's Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager. If you go to the next chart, once again, a little bit more information about how Flash Copy works on the XIV and the integration point with the Flash Copy Manager product. And as you see, bullet number two, Flash Copy Manager provides that near-instant, non-disruptive, application-aware backup or recovery to those applications. Now, from a Tivoli perspective, there's really two opportunities here. One is you have an upsell opportunity where you can go back to the XIV install base or SVC or DSA, an upsell Flash Copy Manager. But let me suggest a better opportunity would be reaching out to your STG peers, looking at where the opportunities are in the marketplace across North America, and put together a plan to attack those customer and opportunities together, Tivoli and STG, hand in hand, and sell Flash Copy Manager as part of a hardware sell, as a part of a hardware opportunity. If you go to the next chart, what's the customer value? What does Flash Copy Manager provides with XIV? Well, It's the instant rapid data protection capabilities with the applications and flash copy on the XIV subsystem. The fact that once you define Flash Copy Manager and the ability to invoke snapshots through the policies, it automatically sort of, you know, manages itself. So it reduces time and errors of managing point-time copy on the hardware. You can do faster backups without taking applications offline. You have faster recovery time or RTL. You have more recovery points to be able to recover from. And once again, you have the integration with XIV. And I just want to point out that in eConfig, if you're an STG or business partner or seller, by default, okay, the configuration tool will include 5 terabytes of Flash Copy Manager with every XIV. It says 5 gigabytes is actually 5 terabytes. Moving to the next chart, just some questions to ask your customers to uncover a Flash Copy Manager opportunity. Are you using IBM storage systems, right? Do you have needs to be able to improve backup or recovery of the environment? Are you exceeding your service level requirements for a backup? Do you have growing amounts of data within databases? Do you need more cost-effective ways of managing all the solution? If the answer is yes to any one of these questions, it's a good Flash Copy Manager opportunity. Now, moving to the next sales place, that's Flash Copy Manager with XIV. I want to turn to the next play around avoiding data deduplication with TSM and Protect here. So going to the next chart, I just want to point out that IBM is the only vendor that can paint this picture. We have a comprehensive data reduction portfolio. And every element of our solution set has data reduction capabilities built into it, whether it be Fastback for workstations, just backing up change files, or Fastback clients in a remote location, or a TSM client, or a TSM server, now that we have TSM 6.2 with client-side data deduplication, target-side data deduplication. We have data reduction capabilities in our Protect Tier hardware offering, as well as in our information archive offering. So we're the only ones that have data reduction in every element of the storage hierarchy here. Now, if you go to the next chart, TSM, Tiddly Storage Manager. When I talk to customers, I talk to IBMers, I want to remind them that TSM is not backup or recovery. Really what TSM is data management. It's systems managed storage for open systems. Like we have in the ZOS environment, we have SMS software that efficiently manages data within a mainframe environment. Well, TSM provides similar kind of capabilities in terms of not only data protection, backup recovery, but HSM, archive. We have embedded tape management system in there. We have data reduction capabilities. We have data deduplication capabilities. We have bare machine recovery capabilities. What TSM is SMS or open systems. It helps customers protect the environment, helps them with rapid recovery, allows them to efficiently manage data across its life cycle. It has, as I mentioned, built-in data reduction capabilities. It has HSM functions. It's all around reducing the amount of data that the customer has on the floor. Go to the next chart. TSM has been around for actually it says more than 15 years. It's more like, you know, going on 17 years. And I got to hand it to the development team 17 years ago, what they did with TSM, because from its initial concept, it was all about data reduction, doing more things with less. And a lot of it comes from our mainframe environment, our Z experience in terms of delivering HSM, ILM type capabilities, the application integration, database integration, continuous data protection, data archive, and, of course, backup recovery. We have a large install base. We have a lot of firsts in the market, like first disk-based backup solution, and that was 17 years ago. We have unified recovery capabilities across laptops to remote offices to the data center. And we are consistently growing faster than the market. Now, in parallel, or I should say in partnership, so we have the software data management capabilities, while our brother in STG has the virtual tape hardware capabilities, and they acquired a company some time ago, and they now have a product called ProtectHere. This is an appliance. It's pre-configured, designed for rapid deployment into a customer data center, and it has very efficient data deduplication, hardware-based data deduplication functions built into it, designed for high performance, fiber channel attached drives. It's a complete solution, hardware, software, everything you need to deliver a virtual tape library with data deduplication. If you go to the next chart, just a brief overview of ProtectHere and how it works, and there's some automation in this chart, so put your presentation in screenshot mode, and if you hit enter once, you'll see that the automation will show you, as we're backing up data from TSM to a ProtectHere environment, the first time through, we back up every block of data as we normally would do. Now, if you'd enter again, if we were to do a second or third or fourth backup, what you see is only the unique data is stored. We're eliminating data deduplication or duplicate data. And for the blocks of information that are similar, what we do is we don't rewrite it. What we do is we just reference the original block, and that greatly reduces the amount of storage hardware you need to manage all this data. And then as data expires, the free space is reclaimed and reused. So we have the software data reduction capabilities within TSM, and then in partnership with STG, we've got hardware-based data deduplication and virtual tape capabilities. Now, if you go to the next chart, when to sell TSM, when to sell ProtectHere, well, in my mind, it's not an either-or. In many cases, it's actually a combination of both. So let's talk about this. If I have a small TSM environment, a single TSM server, where they have smaller amounts of data to manage, let's use the internal data deduplication capabilities of TSM. Now, if you have a customer that has multiple TSM servers or multiple non-IBM backup products or has a desire to have virtual tape on the floor, well, sell ProtectHere. That's the place to sell ProtectHere. Now, by selling TSM and ProtectHere together, we can deliver very good, excellent reduction in total cost of ownership for backup recovery. We can reduce the amount of hardware, both servers and storage. We reduce the amount of data that the customer is managing. We can improve service levels, greatly reduce the total cost of ownership. So our selling opportunities are really pretty simple. If it's an existing TSM customer, they're having problems with their backup windows, they're looking at virtual tape, let's leverage ProtectHere, let's get them upgraded to TSM 6.2, let's help them through that. If it's a competitive account, Legato, Symantec, CA, let's work together with STG, put together a total solution, TSM and ProtectHere, to displace competition. I want to go back to what Gartner said back in the fourth quarter. Customers are looking to reduce their total cost of ownership around backup because of the growth in data, the fact that they have to reduce total costs, they have to reduce the infrastructure costs. They're looking for taking advantage of new technologies like data deduplication, and they're looking to simplify the environment. We can do that with TSM and ProtectHere together. So next chart, some questions on uncovered TSM opportunities. Very simple, high-level questions. You know, if they answer, your customer answers yes to any of these, if they're looking to reduce costs or missing backup windows, they're looking for data deduplication, you want unified recovery capabilities across laptops, the remote offices, the data center, if they're looking to reduce their costs around backup recovery, if they answer yes, great opportunity for TSM and Protect here. Let's go to the next chart. Now, I want to take you through, I'll call it some secret sauce that we have to use when we're attacking the competition. And this is a tool called Backup Migrator. We have a relationship with this company. They're based in the UK, a small company. And they produce several tools that will help with the financial justification of moving off competition to TSM. Okay, so basically we have some software that gets installed in a customer's environment. We do some data collection. We send it off to Backup Migrator to do the analysis. And within 5 to 10 business days, we have a high-level business case, a Visio a topology view of the existing environment, a topology view of the future environment, and a migration path to get from old to new. It's a very, very compelling tool. And the great thing about this tool is while we're focused on taking out a backup competitor, this will drive Tivoli storage software business as well as STG hardware business. I have STK on the mind because the next chart is a comparison, a real customer opportunity that we have here in the U.S. We just completed a study. Okay, and it's hard to read. It's an eye chart, but after the call, take a look at it. You can zoom and blow this up. But what you'll see on the left-hand side of this chart, the source environment. In this case, it's running the backup. The customer has an STK silo on the floor. They have an EMC virtual tape library on the floor. It gives us information about what's being backed up, how long it's taking, what are the backup policies that are out there, what are the clients that are being backed up? Are they databases? Are they file servers? What type of operational issues the customer's having with their competitive product? You can see in the middle, there is the hardware environment. See, in this case, a single data center running net backup. You can see the number of backup servers and media servers that are required to support net backup, the silo that they have, as well as the EMC VTL. And then right next to it on the right-hand side is a proposed configuration, TSM or Protector, to display its competition. Total solution. On the right-hand side, far right, a little bit about the target environment. Okay, some of the architectural changes, the hardware architecture, the transformational benefits. It shows the operational issues resolved. And then in the middle is the business case. It's hard to read it, but on the left-hand side of that business case section, it lists the hardware elements, servers and storage, how much KVA, how much power these things are using, how many tape drives, how many tape cartridges. Okay? And then on the right-hand side, the target environment. You can see we need less hardware than the competitors do to drive their software, so we can reduce total cost of ownership. And you can see there is a TCO comparison, total cost of ownership comparison, that shows that TSM and Protector will deliver a 57% reduction in cost versus what the customer is doing today. Tremendous tool to use to take out competition. Now, I just want to point out, if you want to have an opportunity, if you have a competitive account, if you have a customer complaining about the high cost of backup, let's work with STG, let's work with your IMT sales lead, let's leverage Backup Migrator to help justify the business value that IBM and only IBM can deliver in this environment. This is huge. Going to the next page, you know, this is a chart I put together several years ago, but I think it's still holds true. And the input of this came from Gartner Group talking about the total cost of ownership for storage systems. Okay, the purchase of the hardware only represents 20% of the total cost of ownership. But through the combination of STG software and Tivoli software, we can dramatically reduce total cost of ownership in every element of TCO. For example, we can improve the administration. We can make it simpler to manage the environment. We could reduce the amount of time and effort around backup and recovery. We can reduce the amount of downtime for both planned and unplanned outages. And we can drive up resource utilization. We can make better use of the assets that they have on the floor in the case of disk, or be able to eliminate that old SDK tape and the EMC VTL with Protector, drive up resource utilization. And by driving up resource utilization, it has a cascading effect. I need less hardware. I can free up floor space. I can reduce my power and cooling. So we can impact every element of TCO with our storage software. Guaranteed. Going to the next chart, call to action. This is what I need you to do. Okay, your IMT sales leaders have the install base information. We have the hardware install base, XIV and Protect here, so we can go back to customers and made an investment in IBM hardware technology and upsell software function. We have the NetApp install base. So now we can go back to customers that bought NetApp and come back and talk about how we can better, deliver a solution that provides higher levels of service, rapid recovery capabilities, the application integration, hardware, software together. And then we have the TSM and Flash Copy Manager install base. That's great to use when we team with STG. Okay, let's understand where customers are struggling with backup, which ones have need for a virtual tape library. Let's work with STG to put together that total solution. I want to point out that besides the install base information, we have some upcoming webinars and activities in the market. Chris and I have been working with our peers in STG. You're going to see, starting mid-September, some joint Flash Copy Manager and XIV webinars and briefings that are going to be coming out there that we can take customers to. We're actually installing Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager in the XIV Briefing Center in Littleton, Massachusetts. We also have webinars around TSM and Protect there, and TPC and Information Archive and Virtual Data Centers. And I want to point out another tool that we have in our portfolio, and that's around remote proof of concepts. So we've been working with Conrad Ogilvy to put together a series of virtual POTs, remote demonstrations around Flash Copy Manager and XIV, or TSM 6.2, or Flash Copy Manager and SVC. We have these remote virtual POTs that we can go and leverage with our customers. For the business partners on the floor, phone, you can use the POTs to maybe host a customer event, bring in customers and do a virtual POT, let the customer get some hands-on experience with the technology, and help drive opportunities still in the third quarter. So I just want to point that out. If you need any information about the virtual POTs, come see me. We also have Tech Target events coming up. These are customer events. We did one in Chicago several months ago. I must say it was the best customer event that I've been to in many years, because this is an industry event. This is not an IBM event or an EMC event or Symantec. It's an industry event, and customers are coming in specifically to hear about what's new around data protection. It's huge. And we're having presence at these events. And, of course, you're going to see the Pulse Comes to You events in the second half. Okay, drive customers to those events as well. These are all tools that you can leverage to help progress opportunities. Now, also included in this deck is some good information. The first one is who to contact for help. If you don't know who to go to, I summarize the key people in the IoT or IMT. So on my team, I just want to make sure everybody understands, you know, we had some changes over the past few months. Deborah Miller, who reports to me, is the Tivoli Storage Leader for North America. She's driving TSM business in each one of the IMTs. Shelley Howergren is replacing John Miller as the Storage Virtualization Sales Leader. She's going to focus on driving SVC and TPC across North America. Linda Laffin is focused on GB sales across North America. If you're a GB seller, you want to spend some time talking about your territory, putting together a go-to-market strategy for your territory, or discuss, you know, which partners to leverage, see Linda. And George Luzek, he's focused on driving Fastback across North America for me. So he's an expert in the use of the tool, Fastback, and can work with your customers from sales perspective to position that and TSM. And then in the IMTs, we got Caroline Zimbo and Nick Joseph focused on driving storage software in the East. Shelley is still, she's wearing two hats today. She's still focused on not only the virtualization, but until we have a backfill for her in the West, she's focused on driving storage software in the West as well. David Sloan's got Canada, and John Fry's got Federal. Go to the next chart. Just want to remind everybody, we have the pre-approved special bid, competitive replacement special bid. Okay, and with the right business case, I have the ability to discount up to 60%. I got to stress it, up to 60% off of entitled when taking out competition. Okay? A great tool to go hand-in-hand with selling with STG, TSM, and Protector to, you know, attack the white space. We have some customer examples out here in terms of the business case that we provided around TSM and Protector. A little bit more detail about the Protector product family, as well as some marketplace information, which I thought would be of interest to you, because this is one area within IT that has tremendous rapid growth. And like I said, every customer is struggling with data management, so it's a huge opportunity for us. There's also a chart back here with resources, where to get more information. And so what I'd like to do at this point, I quickly went through the two key sales plays for third quarter, or really for the second half of the year. And I thought maybe it's a good opportunity to open up the lines for Q&A. Operator, are you there?
Yes, I am. All right, thank you. At this time, we're ready to begin a question-answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star 1. To withdraw your question, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment. We do have a question from Urban Half.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm looking at the Butterfly Backup Migrator solution or offering that you presented here.
Yes.
I sell a lot of TSM. I'm an IBM business partner, and I'm wondering, how do I invoke this? I didn't see anything in the presentation about how to actually use this service.
Yes, so it's really pretty simple. If you have an opportunity to leverage Backup Migrator, okay, I would suggest you reach out to your IMT sales lead. So if you're a business partner, depending on where you're located, it would be, you know, Shelley or Caroline or John or David. And they will help work with you to get access to the tool. Now, you have to be certified in use of the tool. So if you don't have experience with it, we can team you up with an IBM SE in the use of the tool. So reach out to your IMT sales lead or to your partner channel rep, and we can work with you directly on that.
Thanks a lot.
Next question is from Mike Riley.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for the session. I had two questions regarding Backup Migrator and that program. If a customer is, if we're trying to replace Commvault, is there anything that we can do short of just waiting on, because I think Commvault is not yet supported?
That's correct. So I would ask that, in fact, everybody on the phone, if you have a Commvault customer that you would like to leverage Backup Migrator with, to let me know, because we're trying to help Backup Migrator prioritize the platforms to support. So the more examples I have of opportunity, the quicker it bubbles up on the priority list. In terms of waiting, I think in this case, Mike, since we don't have that support yet built into Backup Migrator, I would suggest we get with Deborah Miller and the competitive team and probably work on a BVA-type analysis to help build a business case for TSM.
Okay. And a follow-up question regarding Migrator is that you were talking earlier about what Gartner's saying about the three reasons that 48% of those surveyed are looking for a change.
Yes.
And then you also said that can sometimes reverse work in the reverse, that a IBM customer might be getting their doors knocked on by competitors, and competitors say, well, look at me, for various reasons. Could the backup migrator actually be reversed in a way where we could show a customer how strong and how optimized, how inexpensive their TSM environment is compared to brand X?
So interesting you should say that. It has been used successfully in a couple situations to show a customer the value of, say, upgrading their existing infrastructure. So in the UK, the STG team actually used Backup Migrator to justify upgrading to the latest LTO tape technology and why they should move from TSM 5 to TSM 6.2. So it has been used in that sense. I'm not sure it will show the customer how efficient necessarily they are. Chances are probably what's happened in those cases where customers are looking at competitive alternatives, they have a TSM deployment that's been there for some years. They haven't really, provided, as I mentioned, the proper care and feeding. And so with all this growth in data, what happens is if you don't, manage and maintain the environment, both the hardware and software, they're probably experiencing backup windows, those kind of things. In that case, Backup Migrator could be used to show how they can improve their environment.
Okay.
So.
Very good. Thank you for that.
Sure.
Next question is James Martin.
Hey, Ron, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Jim.
Great. As I'm sure you know, the competitors are knocking on our doors quite a bit, specifically EMC, Avamar. And I'm just wondering, do we have maybe a kind of standard white paper or a response? Because they're making a lot of claims out there, creating a lot of FUD. So it'd be nice to be able to have something where we can address those quickly without doing a lot of research. I don't know if that exists today or if that's something you thought about putting together, Ron.
Well, we have some work with some collateral put together by the Tivoli competitive team. And I think, that as well as some of the new pricing model that we are piloting.
Right, yep.
A combination of those two things, along with the fact with TSM 6.2, many of the exclusives that EMC had with Avamar, like client-side data dedupe, really
yep.
have been neutralized. So I think we can put together a pretty compelling proposition between those three things.
Okay. Do you have a contact on a competitive team we could go to collect the information that they might have?
Yeah, well, a lot of this is already out there on the storage wiki, the competitive portal. But
okay.
Steve Lucco is the focal point for TSM.
Okay, perfect. All right, very good. Thanks, Ron.
Sure, Jim.
Hey, once again, if you do have a question, please press the star 1. If there are no other questions at this time.
Okay, well, great. I want to thank everybody for joining the call. I know, in today's environment, it's tough to carve out an hour time to listen, but hopefully this is of value to you. I would ask you, please, as you uncover opportunities, engage your IMT sales leads, engage SWAT to help if needed on pre-sales opportunities, engage your business partners, and most importantly, reach out to STG, because I think when we team, we have such a compelling value proposition no one else can meet. So with that, I'd like to wrap up the call, conclude the call. Everyone, have a great day, and good selling.